Hey, you want to grab a drink?
Hello.
Let me see if I can get this in both of our audios.
That was beautiful.
Right?
That was such a nice can open.
I'm getting so good at doing it with my nails, too.
We love it.
My nails grew out really, really long, like longer than this. And I was having trouble opening a can, and Steven was like, give me that. I was like, I can do it.
I can do it. I think I'm picking up the fish tank.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm not
Turn your gain.
Turn my gain down, maybe?
Down, yeah, down. Hi.
Hi.
What if we just leave that entire thing as our intro?
We're like, what the fuck is going on?
Doing it.
Doing it. So, Lily and I were going to record tonight, and then we weren't going to record. And then we sat here talking about our exes anyways, and I said, we should be recording this.
Currently it's 12 in the morning.
12:04. And I'm already a Sierra glass of wine in.
It's true. I just opened
a rough day.
I opened a Simply Spiked Lemonade. Go ahead and tell us about your day.
Oh god. I'm just like not making money this week.
Yeah, this week sucks.
It's bullshit.
We're both doing Uber Eats again.
Yeah. Charge all you want. Right. Did I even tell them that? I left the salon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you did.
Did I? I said that. Maybe I did. I just did the tonsils thing. So, yeah, so I left the salon because my health was deteriorating quickly, which wasn't necessarily the salon's fault.
No.
It was just, like, literally, I got hired there, and my health, like, crashed.
I don't think we ever told them about, like, any of your, like, diagnoses or anything like that.
I don't think so. I'm diagnosed fucking insane. I'm just kidding.
Right.
Okay, don't put that in there because someone's gonna get triggered.
Clinically?
No. Clinically psychotic. Yeah, so I have Graves' disease, which is a autoimmune disease. It's hyperthyroid. So basically my body, like, dumps hormones.
Yeah.
And it makes everything go wacky, because hormones control everything.
Yeah.
So that was, like, I got hired in May at the salon, May of 2021. That's when I graduated school, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So May of 2021, and then I was, like, fine for a while. That September,
mm-hmm.
I was, like, in and out because I had been having, like, heart palpitations and all sorts of shit. And then I got hospitalized in September because
mm-hmm.
I was tachycardic, which means my heart rate was... So when I went in, my heart rate was 165.
Which is high.
And my blood pressure was 160 over 105.
Fuck.
And that's I was in really defib. High. For any of our, if there's a doctor or nurse or anybody listening, they know, like, the fuck. And I was 24 at the time.
Yeah.
And they were like, ma'am, what's going on? They literally asked me too, because they, like, I told them, like, I have a history of hyperthyroid, but I wasn't being treated at the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, on meds or anything. And I was pretty sure at that point that I had Graves, because my mother had Graves. Because now she doesn't have Graves. Not because my mother's dead.
Right.
I'm like, be careful using past tense.
You can get rid of Graves?
Yeah. Oh. So, well...
Listen.
Ish.
Ish.
So she wasn't officially diagnosed. She was, like, severe enough that she could have, but she didn't have the antibodies.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then, she ended up going hypo.
Uh-huh.
And then they, like, evened her out. So she was, like, almost Graves. I have the antibodies, and yeah. They... are fighting. I've been on treatment for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't fucking care. So, that's fun.
I'm sorry about the tomatoes, by the way.
Oh, who told you?
Nobody. I literally, like, I was sitting there eating. I was like, I put fucking tomatoes in this. I was like, and I literally, as we were sitting there eating, I saw you, like, kind of, like, slowly taking bites. I was like,
It's okay.
She can't fucking eat.
I thought someone fucking told you, because no. I, like, felt really well after that. And I told you, and I was like, I didn't realize you put tomatoes. And he was like, oh my God, and he was about to be like, he went to say, like, will you put, and I give you shit about it. I was like, okay. I was like, if he said something to you.
No,
it's fine. I didn't even realize until I was like, I don't feel good. And I was like, oh.
Can you have tomato sauce?
No.
Okay.
Another thing, I don't know if I can say allergic, but I'm very sensitive to tomatoes.
Yeah.
Like, I won't go into, like, anaphylactic shock, but I'll feel really awful. Shit,
yeah.
That's the only thing that didn't go away. Because I also have GERD. I definitely have said before, I'm, like, an absolute mess.
You're doing good, buddy.
I'm being treated for everything that I know of at the moment.
Right. You almost had, like, ankle cancer. It was a whole
I had a skin condition, jeez.
But that was lung.
Terrible. That, I know. They did do an ultrasound because they were like, because my doctor looked at me, what is that? And I was like, you're the one with the fucking medical degree. Sir, you're supposed to tell me what it is.
What is that?
He's like, we're going to get that ultrasound. And I was like, okay. It was fine. It was just like, I don't know. It was like lymphatic fluid or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah, so that, like, a lot of that stuff started coming back. I got strep, which I told them in the little mini-sode thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've been eating my tonsils out since I was, like, 12. And all Bruh. That. So I just decided to leave the salon because I kept calling out and I felt like it wasn't contributing there. And I felt like it wasn't even really the best place for me.
Yeah.
Because
you had to drive so far.
I was commuting 2 hours a day.
And I feel like they were always like, oh, we'll train you, retrain you. And then they never trained you.
Yeah, and then apparently my blow dry times weren't good enough. But I felt like I was getting there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a place for me anyways. I mean, it's a high class area. And it's not that I couldn't fit in it or like make them think that. It's just like, I grew up middle class to lower middle class, and listening to a bunch of upper class people complain about, like, that the granite didn't match the new tile, like, it got exhausting, and I was like, this is not the place that I should be.
That's how it kind of was at the salon that I was at, but Erica was so down to earth, and then, like, she would have, like, her uppity clients, but then she would have, like, her really, really, like, chill clients, so it kind of, like, evened itself out.
And I had, like, a handful of clients that I really loved, and I still talk to one of them.
Yeah.
That are definitely more of the down-to-earth clients.
Yeah.
And they, like, do that, too. They're like, yeah, like, I get it. I live here, too, in this area, and, like, I'm rich, but, like, get a grip, people. And I'm like, we can get along, you know? But I felt like it was just so much of, like, that was not the majority of the clients. That was maybe, like, 10%.
Yeah.
And the other 90% was, like, my new yacht was painted the wrong color. I'm like, oh, my God.
Good
God.
Get a grip.
And, like, if it wasn't that, it was just, it's, like, the air. It's just, like, it's kind of like when I went out clubbing with one of my coworkers, and I just realized, like, this is a totally different world.
Right.
And that whole night, like, I had an entire identity crisis after that weekend.
I know.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I sat in my room and, like, stared at the wall for, like, 2 hours because it was, like, culture shock almost.
Right.
And, like, I grew up in a small redneck town. Everyone knows everybody. Everybody's struggling to get by.
Yes.
But everybody helps each other out, and you want to make connections, and you know everybody's name, and right. You remember, like, that their kid goes into kindergarten this year. And that weekend, I went out with my coworker, and I love her to death. She isn't, like,
no.
She's not like that.
She's cool.
But she likes to go out and party. And yeah. So, I went out with her, like, what was it, like, Saturday night we went clubbing, and the next day we went to this, like, pool day club thing. And the entire time, like, I couldn't remember anyone's name,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't care.
Yeah.
And the girls looked at me like I was insignificant. And I didn't have a single meaningful conversation that entire weekend.
Really?
And I was just like, these are not people I want to be around. Like, nobody had anything of significance to say. And I'm sure they're all nice girls.
But just like, a little ditzy, though.
But, like, ditzy. And then, like, one of them, straight up mean girl. Straight up mean girl'd me, like, can you hold my stuff while I go have fun? And I was like, no, bitch.
Ew.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. And then, like, literally tossed her stuff to the side. And I was like, you're not, what is this?
Yeah.
A fucking mean girl, like, chick flick? Like,
I'm not the valet of your fucking purse. What the fuck?
And I just realized, like, that's what those people like, though. Because mm-hmm. it was, like, kind of a, not like a rave setting, but kind of. It was, like, I felt like I was in a movie.
Yeah.
Where you, like, walk in and it's, like, everyone's at this pool party club and there's, like, this DJ and it's, you know,
everyone's, like, half naked.
Everyone's half naked. But, like, everyone, my biggest thing was, like, everyone was there to, like, put on a show.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I'm here to swim.
You're like,
and
I want to swim.
I was so out of place, and everyone could tell. And I was just like, oh, I don't want to be around these people.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's here to form connections. Everyone's here to, like, be lost in the crowd. And maybe it's because I'm a Leo, but, like, I'm going to be that bitch that pulls out Zodiac signs. Like, but I like to stand out, and mm-hmm. I like to, like, make connections with people. And, like, I don't like to be lost in the crowd. And that, so it, like, gave me so much anxiety. I was just like, I get it now. Like, people, and that's not all ravers, but, like, yeah. I realize now, looking back at, like, friends I've had who like to do raves and stuff, that they are this, they, like, want to be lost in the crowd and, like, be kind of, like, invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
You're like, it ain't me.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, but I'm a showstopper. Like,
have you seen your Christmas outfits?
I am the main character.
Right.
Yeah. So, no offense to ravers, but that shit gave me a lot of anxiety. And I'm sure that's not all of them, because there's a lot of people, too, that are like, I go to raves and I meet all these amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, probably not the same type of raves that the people I was hanging out that weekend go to.
Like, I feel like that would be majestic.
What?
That, like, just, like,
disappearing?
Makes, no, that just makes friends wherever. I mean, all these people, like...
Yeah. Oh, he totally does that. Totally does that. And, like... Yeah, I guess it's, like, the difference, I feel like, between, like, a music festival right. and a rave.
Yeah.
Or, like, I feel like there are, like, two different types. There's, like, people who are, like, yeah, it's a rave, but it's a music festival, and you mm-hmm. meet people, and you make connections, and then there's the people that are just high out of their fucking mind, and they're like, I hope no one notices me, and I want to disappear into the world, and I'm like, are you good?
Ma'am?
Ma'am?
You okay?
Do you need me
to call somebody?
Nobody. What? Like, I don't understand. Yeah, so I was like, I don't think this town is where I belong. Like, even at work, it was like that. And I feel like people could tell, because I'd be like, oh, I live in AJ. And they're like, and they would get this look on their face, like, it's like, either it'd be like, oh, you poor thing. Mm-hmm. Or two, it's like, oh, I've heard of that magical land. And I'm like, it's only like an hour from here. Like, it's more like 45 minutes, because I live, like, I can take, I live at the end of the freeway. Like, right off
just
the
tell,
freeway.
Just tell everyone end. Where you live.
Yeah.
Where we live now.
Here's where we live, guys. My address is...
Two? No, I'm kidding.
And so I'm like, oh, it's like all freeway. Like, it's not that far away. But for some people, be like, I drove through there one time. Such a crazy town. I'm like,
good for you, buddy.
What the fuck is going on?
Anywho.
So random. More life updates. So I left the salon because my health was deteriorating. And I'm doing much better now.
Yes. I noticed.
That's probably that. I still talk to them. I still catch up with them. So that's that. We'll talk to you next.
Another 15-minute episode. Goodbye.
I feel like this is gonna be a lot of, like, this will be a big editing, I feel like.
That's fine.
So you might as well just, like, bleh. Like, word vomit and figure it out later.
Yeah.
So, like, that's, I don't know where we should start.
That's, like, what we do with every
That episode. Is what we do, but at least, like, on the true crime ones, we have, like, a structure. Script, like, yeah. On April 13th, like,
we need to get away from that. I want to try and write a different type of script.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I was thinking we could just start, like, let's start with you.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to... start when you started noticing things, or?
Yeah, I'd have to think of, like, so I think, so I dated Jack for a year and a half, literally exactly.
That's wild. Yes, I remember that.
Like, to the day, 1 year, 6 months. Which was wonderful for my OCD. And right. I actually made a joke about it when, like, it was over. I was like, haha, happy year and 6 months.
He was like, oh, girl.
He was like, oh, and I was like, ugh.
Didn't return.
It's funny looking back on our breakup because internally,
yeah.
I was not as upset as I was externally.
No.
And I just don't think I was ready to admit it because it felt like, and I did say this at the time, like, to him, like, it felt like a failure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a personal problem because I'm a fixer.
Yeah.
And I think I can fix people and change people, and I'm working on that very hard to not be as aggressively like that.
Right.
And so it felt like a failure.
You're doing real good, buddy.
Thank you. I actually do feel like I'm doing a lot better.
You are.
But I'm also just dating someone who doesn't really need that much fixing.
No, he doesn't. He needs a little tweaks, little adjustments.
Like, yeah, little normal things of like, babe, come on. Like, do better.
Yeah.
Like, but it's like stupid shit.
Yeah.
Not like, you should have been in therapy forever. Like.
Yeah.
So it's funny, like, looking back on the breakup because I remember, like, externally being so upset and, like, crying and being like, can't we, like, work it out? But really internally, I was like, girl, this is your out. Like,
yeah.
Take it. Thank God.
Do you want to tell, because I don't know how much I edited out and how much I kept in of, like, through the past, God, what do we have, like, 60 episodes or 65 or 70, whatever. The past 70 episodes, like, I don't know what I left in about, like, how you guys met and, like, stuff
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, we can start there. So, we met online, as a lot of people do.
Right.
Nowadays. Yeah, we met online. We met on Hinge.
Okay.
And, we talked for, I don't know, like, it was very nonchalant. We talked for, like, a couple of days on and off, and then we talked one night. And I invited him over. I was dog-sitting for a friend. And I had another friend that was staying with me. We were going to go swimming, whatever. And I was like, this is so funny to think about. But I was like, hey, like, my friend and I are going to go swimming. Like, do you want to come over? And she was totally cool. She was like, yeah, like, invite him, whatever. So he came over, like, hung out with us. We went swimming. And we, like, had some drinks and everything. We ended up sleeping together. Cringe.
First date thing. That's a common first date
thing. It really is nowadays, but, like, don't recommend.
Right.
And I feel like that was, like, a big part of, like, for me, it didn't really, it didn't hold a lot of weight, but at the same time, I feel like that only escalated, like, how fast the relationship started.
Yeah.
Like, I was, like, I could sleep with him and, like, not talk to him again. Like, it's not,
yeah,
you know, this big deal. But I did like him, and so we hung out, like, the next day and went on kind of a more proper date. Like, we went out to dinner. And then it just all moved really fast where I was, like, basically spending all my time there. And
yeah.
Might as well have just, like, moved in. And I would come home, like, once or twice a week.
Yeah.
And
did he ever spend the night here?
Rarely.
Okay.
Very rarely.
That's what I thought.
Like, holidays and one time when I had to dog sit while my mom was out of town.
Yeah.
He never wanted to come here. Never wanted to, like, do any of that.
Mm-hmm.
I spent all my time at his place, and then, like, 3 months in, he was like, why don't you just, like, move in? And I feel like, in reality, like, that was the first time that I was like, no.
Yeah.
Sierra, get a grip, like, because I, like, had a whole, like, panic attack over it. I was like, that's way too fast, like, I don't even know you, I don't even know if I want to be with you, like,
yeah.
You're kind of ridiculous, and all that, and I feel like that's the first time I could kind of remember, like, him being manipulative.
Yeah.
Like, I told him, like, that just, I literally told him, like, I feel like that's too fast, and it just, like, not even, like, it freaked me out. It was just, like, I felt like it was a ridiculous request.
Yeah.
Because we've been together 3 months, like, I don't know you.
Right.
And it's not like we had rapport, like, with Galen, like, where we'd been hanging out for months before anything escalated, like, happened with us.
Right.
You know? And I was like, I don't even fucking know you. And I'm not even sure I like you that much. But, like, which is crazy to say now, because you think, like, if you thought that, what the heck? But I was so, like, invested in wanting it to work. And being like, this has potential to be, like, my first real relationship. And, like, I want to make it work. And I have commitment issues. So I think I kind of, like, wrote a lot of that off of, like, oh, you're just having commitment issues. You have trust issues. You have commitment issues. You have to, like, push through this.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, that opened a big door for him to take advantage of it. And be like, I can manipulate her by convincing her that all of this is, like, in her own head.
Yeah.
Because she has commitment issues and trust issues.
Gaslighting.
And so, I told him, like, I feel like that just moves really fast. Like, I'm just surprised you asked me that, and I'm not really ready for that. And he was like, he's like, there's no timeline of how fast things need to move. And basically, like, this is a perfectly reasonable request and you're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
And, like, twisted around. And I remember being mad at the time, being like, I don't give a shit about anybody else's timeline or whatever. I'm telling you this is how I feel. And he literally, like, I don't remember exactly how he reworded it, but he reworded it of, like, making it sound like I was saying someone else. Like, this was, like, this wasn't the norm.
Yeah.
And that's what I was basing it off of. But I was like, no, I'm basing it off my own feelings. Like, I personally feel that's too fast. I don't care what anyone else does. Plenty of other people move in at 2 weeks, it works out perfectly fine. Or wait 2 years, and it works out perfectly fine. Like, this is me personally. But he, like, reworded it to where, like, I was being crazy and freaking out over nothing and being dramatic.
Do you remember, because Robert and I kind of moved fast like that, do you remember you had, like, you either called or texted me and you were like, hey, so when did you and Robert, like, move in together? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, my situation was kind of, like, different.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to live with Rob at the time. And so it was either live with Robert or be homeless, live in my car.
Yeah, I remember calling you about that, and because I didn't have any other, like, reference of relationship, which looking back is terrible, because yours was not great reference either.
It sure wasn't, buddy.
And I think that just worked in their favor, because I feel like, too, like, we talked so much about, like, our relationships. And I feel like it worked in both of our exes' favors.
Because
I'd be like, no, like Jack does that too.
And you're
like,
oh, okay, totally normal.
It's totally normal. But, like, I'm new in it. Like, I've never been in a relationship before.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a serious one. And so I didn't know better.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just worked in Robert's favor of me being like, yeah, that toxic behavior is totally normal.
Right.
And we would, like, justify it back and forth, and now we look back and we're like,
fucking morons.
That was just, like, fate for them, that they, like, could play off of each other's bullshit.
They should be best friends.
They should be best
friends. Bestie!
It's fucking ridiculous. And so, I remember, too, like, 3 months calling you crying, or, like, I know I started crying, and I was like, so, like, do I just break up with him?
Yes!
Like, am I being crazy? Like, I literally remember asking you, like, do you ever think, like, I should just break up with Robert? And you're like, wait, what? And that was at 3 months.
Yeah.
I was with that man for a year and a half.
I remember we recorded an episode on your literal year anniversary. Mm. We recorded an episode because you were like, well, I'm not doing anything else. And you started crying, and I was like, oh my god, are you okay? And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Like, a year.
Of a year.
On your anniversary.
Oh my god.
Literally crying.
Our anniversaries were the worst.
Yeah.
We can, like, that fits timeline order. So, like, that was at 3 months. And then I ended up moving in officially, unofficially. Like, I'd still try to spend at least 1 week at home.
Yeah.
But I moved, like, a good amount of my stuff over probably close to like, 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Like, after he asked me around, like, 3 months, and I was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'll spend a consistent amount of time over here, which I've already been doing, which is why he brought it up. He's like, you're already here anyways, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't move, like, my stuff, and I never moved everything.
Yeah.
Until probably, like, 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
6 month anniversary. He doesn't even, like, think of it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I hear both sides, but most people at least, like, acknowledge, like,
a six months. Yeah.
And, like, at least go to dinner or, like, do something.
Right. And then it's supposed to be every year after that. So it's six right. months, a year,
2 years, and then 3 years,
4 years. Yeah.
And if you want to celebrate the halves, that's great.
Yeah. Because
I know people who do that, too, but, like, that's the standard is, like, after that, it's, like, a year. And, so I was like, hey, like, our 6 months is coming up, whatever. And he was like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Ew.
I literally cleaned the entire apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Made him chicken fried steak from scratch.
Which is his favorite.
And potatoes and, like, did all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
To cook him all this. And, he comes home. I feel like he barely acknowledged me.
Really?
He came home, immediately started drinking. It was like, fine, I had a glass of wine with dinner, you know, but I'll just be straight up. I'm expecting to have sex after this.
Yeah. Because you put in all that time and effort.
It's supposed to be a special night.
Yeah.
That's just how I felt. Whatever.
Yeah.
So he eats his dinner, and he was like, this is delicious, you know, I like it. Actually, that's not even true, because I think I deleted it, but I had a video of it, like, of him trying it, and I had to literally be like, is it good?
How is it?
Like, it's not like, I don't know, if nobody's ever made it before, or, like, you haven't made it, chicken fried steak is not an easy task.
Do you mean country fried steak?
I think it's the same thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I thought so.
I thought it was either country fried chicken or country fried steak.
I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Chicken fried steak. I've heard it both ways.
Oh.
Somebody who has a chef license, tell us.
A chef license?
The recipe I used was called chicken fried steak.
Oh, then fuck me then.
But I think country fried steak is the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A chef license?
I literally don't know. But my recipe said chicken fried steak. So he was, yeah, like, kind of be like, oh, is it good, whatever? And he's like, yeah, like, it's delicious. So he eats, like, the whole thing. Great. Love that. Love a clean plate.
Yeah.
And I think we sat and, like, watched a movie, or we watched a show or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, okay, cool, like, now it's time for things. Put on a cute outfit. Yeah. I come out, and he's like, babe, I'm, like, so full from dinner.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. He also drank, like, 4 8% beers in this time, which is, like, twice the normal amount of alcohol. She was, like, pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And I did feed him a lot of carbs, but, like, I don't know. It had been, like, 2 hours since dinner.
Yeah. That's the thing, though. Sometimes men... I'm not excusing his disgusting behavior.
Right.
But sometimes men, like, they overstuff themselves. Like, I noticed Steven does it a lot, too. He'll, like, eat until he...
can't eat one single bite more.
Yes.
Yeah, don't do that. You don't need to do that.
No.
And I was like, okay, I get it. Like, it was, like, decently carb-loaded-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whatever. So we, like, hung out a bit more. And he's like, oh, I need laundry done. I want to preface that I am embarrassed, as you are probably rolling your eyes at everything I'm about to tell you. I am extremely embarrassed.
They're screaming. Back. They're screaming at You're their like, phones
why?
Right now.
And I will also preface it with saying, if you haven't been in a relationship like this, you'll never understand.
No.
And I don't fault you for that, because I'm really glad you haven't been in a toxic relationship.
Literally.
But I feel like
Learn from our mistakes.
I also used to say the same thing. Like, I've always kind of understood it just because I've grown up in a bit of a toxic family. Hearing things, it's like the same with, like, domestic... Okay, ooh, I shouldn't say that. It's
similar
to, like, domestic violence when they're like, why would you stay? Like, if you're not in that situation, you don't understand.
You don't know.
Like, people get in your head, and it's mind-blowing. It's, like, it's mind-shattering because, like... they literally rearrange how you view the world.
And we're going to go over it more because there's so many things, like, after I broke up with Robert, me and Ciro just sit here and we're like, oh my God!
Right, because, like, yeah, we'll get there. But, like, because we broke up close to years, but, like, 8 months before you and Robert broke up, so yeah. I had already had the time to, like, kind of, like, de-ravel all the lies and the bullshit and be like, that was a manipulation, and they did this because of that, and so when you went through that, I was like, let me tell you why he said that, and you were like, what the fuck?
I really wish I remembered the one thing that you said. It was, like, after you had your surgery, and we had just broken up,
I think it was the isolation thing.
I think it was, too.
Within that conversation.
Yes, and I was literally sitting there, like,
yeah, I, like, broke Lily's psyche for a bit.
Like, for 10 minutes, I was just staring at the wall, like, oh my God.
Let me tell you why he did that. Because of this.
Right.
Yeah, so he was like, oh, like, I need laundry done.
You did not have an in-unit washer-dryer, by the way.
We lived in the fucking ghetto.
Right.
Completely unsafe place to live. Someone was literally just murdered there.
You right.
A week and a half ago.
You sent me that.
Someone was also murdered there when we lived there. When I lived there with him. I'm pretty sure he still lives there because he's pathetic and will never do anything better for himself.
No.
So, so I was like, okay. Like, and that was, like, my kind of role at the time, which I don't mind. I constantly say, like, I was born to be a housewife. Like, I should have been, like, this age in the 50s.
Yeah.
And it was also kind of like our agreement because I couldn't really afford to pay rent at the time.
Yeah.
So we had this agreement, like, I did all the cooking and the cleaning and the shit like that, mm-hmm. and he paid the rent.
Yeah.
And at first, it wasn't as toxic as that sounds.
Yeah.
And I support that type of relationship if it's not in a toxic way.
Right.
Which it turned out to be. Because that's fine, and a lot of couples do that. You know, the husband takes care of the bills, they take care of the kids and the groceries, and, like, everybody has their roles.
Mm-hmm.
So we did not have an in-unit washer dryer. We lived in the back of the complex, and the laundry room was in the front of the complex.
You also lived on the second story.
I also lived on the second story, and like I said, this was an extremely sketchy area.
And it was late.
Literally police at the apartment complex every day. Like, one time there was cop cars there every day for 2 weeks. Domestic violence, drug deals, gang related violence.
You had to call the cops on your neighbors.
I had to call the cops on my neighbors for domestic violence.
I'm pretty sure we went over that in the podcast.
I think we did talk about it.
Yeah.
And this was late at night, maybe like, not super late, but like 9 p.m.
Right.
So I had to walk all the way from our apartment in the dark by myself to the front of the complex to do his fucking laundry. So I'm, like, mad at this point.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Like, at first I was like, okay, like, I get it. Because I was supposed to do laundry anyways, but I was distracted with cooking him dinner and cleaning the entire apartment for our anniversary. Yeah. So I walk all the way up there, start the load, whatever. I get back. He's asleep.
I would have thrown something at
him. Begin to become intoxicated. I was like, fuck you. And I think I called you?
I think you put me and Sam on a three-way.
Yes. I called you and Sam. And I was, like, pounding crayon vodkas at this point. Because I was so mad. I'm like, I did all this shit. I made it very clear that I wanted to have sex.
Yeah.
Which I deserved, in my opinion.
I think you did.
Because I put together this entire thing and you didn't even give a shit that it was, like, our 6-month anniversary or that I put in any of this work.
Fuck how full he was. Men will always find a way to have sex with you if they want to.
If they want to, they will.
And they'll feel they'll feel gross and about to vomit afterwards from, like, being so full. But in the moment, they don't care how full they are.
No. Like, Damon would never. He'd be like, I sure am full as fuck. Let's go.
Let's go.
And it's like, okay. And I got it, too. But to be fair, that was, like, 2 hours after dinner.
Yeah.
And by this point, it was, like, almost 3 hours. I was like, I didn't even feed you that much. Like, I portioned your plate.
Yeah.
You didn't even eat that much. Like, I know maybe that sounds ridiculous and whatever, but it was also, like, the way I was treated about, like, I put on, like, a sexy outfit, and he, like, barely glanced at me.
Brushed you off.
And was like, babe, like, I don't, eh.
But, like, my laundry, though, babe.
Yeah, and then he was like, but I do need that laundry done. And I'm like, okay. So I'm literally, like, walking around the apartment complex, pounding vodka crayons. I was, like, outside at one point, like, outside of our apartment, because he was asleep. I didn't want to wake him up, because I was so fucking brainwashed, already at 6 months, and, like, walking back and forth. Yeah, he passes out, and then I'm, like, pissed. I finished doing his laundry at, like, almost midnight.
Yeah, because that shit takes a long time.
It took forever, and I had to walk back and forth and, like, do all this. Haul it back to the apartment. I ended up calling Ryle after you guys hung up, because you guys are like, we gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cool, I gotta stay up and still finish this motherfucker's laundry. Mm-hmm. Laundry. By the time I called Ryle, I was...
trash.
Drunk. I was trashed. I had drank so much, because I was just so mad. And I was, like, yelling on the phone. I didn't even care. I was like, this motherfucker. And he heard me.
In the apartment,
mm-hmm.
really?
Mm-hmm. I was back in the apartment, because it was cold outside, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, because what month would that have been?
That was... see, I was... January.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nighttime in January in Arizona, which is ironically one of the colder nights.
Yeah.
It's like January, February are like the coldest nights in Arizona.
They get into like... sometimes into the 30s.
Yeah. And so... and I had... so I'm walking back and forth in the freezing cold. In a sketchy-ass neighborhood.
Our Pennsylvania listeners are like, that's nice. It was like -3.
Right. Fuck off. That's cold here for us in the desert. And I'm walking back and forth. I could have got kidnapped. Or murdered or something. That place... true. Like... I cannot exaggerate how sketchy that place was. Literally shootings.
At least you would have had sex.
And murder. Like, oh my god, Lily. Oh my god, Lily. You cannot say shit like that. And I'm the one with no chill and dark humor. Fucking kidding me. Anywho.
That was a
funny
shit.
So he's asleep, and I'm, like, walking out, and I can tell, too, like, he's not even, like, asleep. He fell asleep on the couch, by the way.
And the couch was not comfortable.
No. And I can tell, like, he knows I'm up, he knows I'm pissed. I was not being quiet, because I was fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And I was also drunk, and all that, and so, like, I finally go to bed. He comes into bed at, like... basically, like, as soon as I'm like, okay, fine, fuck it, whatever, mm-hmm. and finish his laundry, and, like, did my own shit, and I get into bed, immediately he, like, heard me go to bed, and was, like, up off the couch and in the bed. And I was like, you're a piece of shit. He did apologize for it the next day, in looking back, just the most, like, didn't really care sort of way. It was just like, I'm really sorry, by the way, and I'm the type of person, I'm like, what are you sorry for? Like, I am the type of person, like, you
say it.
Say what you're fucking sorry for, because you need to be aware, and that's my thing, and we'll get into that with Robert.
Mm.
Tell me what you did wrong.
Literally.
Because that is adulthood, and yeah. That's maturity, and it shows that you actually care. If you go to someone, earlier today, I was snippy with Lily, because I was mad about something else, and I came and I said, hey, I'm really sorry if I took an attitude with you earlier, I'm just overwhelmed, it was not you.
Yeah.
And that's the thing of, like, recognizing what it was you did wrong. Instead of just being like, oh, really sorry, okay, you're good. Like,
we're good, thanks.
It's like, what are you sorry for?
Right.
Explain so that I know that you know what you did wrong.
Exactly.
And so, thankfully, I did keep up with that with him. And so, I was like, what do you mean, what are you sorry for?
He's like, well, I could go to sleep on you the other night, and I know, like, it was our anniversary. And I was like, okay. I don't even think I said that. at least I stood my ground that I don't think I was yeah. like, it's okay. I was like, yeah, that was, like, fucked up.
Yeah. Because it was.
Yeah. And he, like, didn't even really make it up to me, so.
Okay.
I won't even say that he did.
So, I mean, it's going to come out, like, about the sex anyway, but, so is that, like, at that point, 6 months, was that the point where you guys had, like, started having, like, intimacy issues? Or was that just, like, a one-off thing?
I would say, like, it was the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, like, I definitely know I didn't see it at that point.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, around that point probably is when I was like, I am the only one interested in having sex in this relationship mm-hmm. anymore. Right. Like, when we first started dating, but even then it was so fleeting. Like, when we first started dating, it was typical of, like, when you start dating someone new, if you're someone who has sex with your partner before marriage, whatever.
Right.
Which we are. Right. We'll just get that out of the way.
We're a bunch of big old whores.
We are anyway. Absolute sluts. but, like, I feel like, yeah, when you first start dating someone new, you're usually having a lot of sex.
Like, every day.
Yeah. Very often.
Yeah.
And even then, like, I was always the one to initiate. Like, I literally can think of, like, a handful of times. Like, maybe 5 or less times that he was the one to actually initiate. Mm-hmm. And most of that was, like, the first week. Not the first month or two. Like, yeah. The first week of our relationship. That's it. Like, and so, by, like, 6 months especially, I think what set me over the edge, because I remembered, like, even the next day looking back, because I was hungover as hell, I was like, wow, I drank a lot. And I remember thinking, like, I shouldn't have been that upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, I would be upset if Galen did that.
Yeah.
But given all the other context of how much 1,000 times healthier our relationship is, I would not be nearly as upset as I was. Mm-hmm. And I think that that was, like, a sign of, like, you know this is a constant thing. You know this is continual behavior. And that's why it, like, set me over the edge.
Right.
I'm like, this will happen again. And I think at that point I was just like, I just have to accept that.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? No, you don't. Just leave, bitch. Dump his ass. Like, dump his ass.
I love that guy.
Like, yeah, it was crazy. And so I think, like, even I think it was that night that he, like, apologized, whatever. Like, we had sex later, and I remember it feeling like he was doing it to, like, make up for the anniversary, but only because he felt obligated.
I was gonna say, it was out of obligation.
Not because he actually felt sorry, because he did a total douchebag thing.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember him, I'm not saying it didn't happen, I don't remember him saying thank you for anything I did.
Yeah.
That night specifically.
Like you said, you had to ask him how it was.
Like, is the food good? He, like, took a bite, and he, like, nodded, he was like, yeah, like, he said this really annoying thing where he'd, like, grunt instead of communicating like a fucking adult. Mm-hmm. So he'd be like,
Very caveman.
Like,
it's good,
and I'm like, so is it good? Like, verbal communication, please?
That's what I
like, yeah.
That's what I love about Galen is, he's just like, man, this food's fucking good.
Yeah, so communicative. Communicative? I don't think that works in that term. I think communicative is the way you spread disease. Communicative.
Yes.
I think I pronounced it wrong. He's so communicative.
What like is a he? Disease. What's he spreading?
Like a disease. Yeah, no. Galen communicates so well, it, like, shocks me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know what to do with this. And so, I would say maybe, like, that was around the time the intimacy issues started, but that I didn't see it that way. Mm-hmm. I think I just began to accept, like, I will always have to initiate, and I will never feel wanted.
Yeah.
Like, I just began to accept that as my role.
See, and that was the thing, because you had called me at your 1 year... No. You called me after that because it was in, like, February when I was in California. Because then I remember, like, a week later you were like, oh, Jack and I broke up. But that was, like, so that happened at 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said it had started, like, weeks in, a week in.
Yeah.
You called me probably, like, 2 months before you guys broke up or something like that. And you were like, I just am sitting here crying because I feel like he just doesn't even, like, want to kiss me anymore. Like,
and I did feel like that. So, like, backing up slightly.
Yeah.
You should probably mention the whole kids thing.
That was the biggest thing. That
was where I should have fucking left his ass. And I was so close, and it was the perfectionist in me. I can't even lie about it. It was the fact that I was like, I need a win. Like, that's the best and worst way to describe it. Like, so just before we hit 1 year, I think it was like, it was so close. It was like 2 months before we hit a year.
Yeah.
2, 3, somewhere in there. And I will give him credit for one thing of, like, giving me a minute to, like, think about it, but I always wanted kids.
Mm-hmm.
For since I can remember, I was like, I will have kids one day. I'm, like, bound to be a mother. This is, like, gonna be a thing. This was a big deal to me. My perspective's definitely changed after all this, but, like, that was, at one point, like, the biggest deal. Mm-hmm. Like, deal breaker was, like, I want to have kids. My partner needs to want to have kids.
Yeah.
Huge deal.
Can I jump in real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're going to go on a date with somebody, not the first date, obviously, but if you're dating somebody, I think that's important to talk about, like, early on, especially if it is a deal breaker for you. Like, mm-hmm. definitely, because people are like, oh, that's so awkward. I'm going to wait for, like, whatever. No. Just get it out in the open.
And we did.
Continue.
I asked him about a month in.
Which is a good time.
If he wanted kids. I was like, I want kids. Big deal to me. And he was like, yeah, totally.
I will say that you did the right thing asking early. There's some people that are nervous about it. Just don't be awkward about it.
Because I think of it the way of, like, gross, but I can feel it. Okay. The way I've always thought about this is, like, you're either dating to get married or break up.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have things where, like, you've got friends with benefits now and fuck buddies and, like, all that. And if you've established that, that's different. If you're like, right. We're just having sex, or, like, we, you know, we go on a date and then we have sex. Like, that's your relationship, that's different.
Yeah.
But if you're dating, if you're, like, getting into committed relationships, you're either going to break up or get married. Why are you waiting to ask them shit that determines if you're gonna marry them?
Exactly. Ask
That's a big deal. Like, do you want kids? Do you want a house? Do you want to get married? I know people that, like, waited 6 months and be like, oh, you want to get married, right? And a partner's like, oh, no, never. They're like, wait, what? I'm like, you didn't ask them if they want to get married?
Yeah. Like, don't ever be afraid to ask those type of questions. Like, especially if it's a deal breaker for you. So you went about it the right way.
Yeah, and I asked. I was like, you want to get married? You want to have kids? And he fucking lied. Straight up lied.
Straight up lied.
And, like, so the first time I asked him, he was like, I'm not really sure, but, like, I want to say yeah. And I was like, that's a fair answer because we're young,
yeah.
And it's something that's, like, in a way, you're like, I can't even think about that. Like, that's an insane thought, you know, right. Like, having kids right now. I'm like, not right now. And I'll, like, preface it to, like, that was his biggest issue. And I figured that out pretty early on. And I think wouldn't admit how big of an issue it was.
Hmm.
Was that he could not picture the future. He was living, and probably still is, living in survival mode of, like, day to day, like, hour by hour.
Yeah.
Like, could not picture the future, could not understand planning ahead, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because of just, like, his own trauma and the fact that he was in survival mode. And so thinking ahead of, like, do I maybe want kids one day? Do I want a wedding? Do I want a house? Like, he couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So he lied.
Yeah.
Because he knew what I wanted to hear. So he told me, you know, like, oh, that's, like, a crazy thing to think about now. But, like, yeah, sure. Of course. That's what, like, everyone wants.
It is a crazy thing to think about, but it's even...
You need to think about it. You're a fucking adult.
Yes, but it's even crazier to think about that at our age right now, we still have 10 years to have kids.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not
urgent.
You don't gotta decide right now, but you should at least kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
Because if you do, there's also, like, okay, you should... Like, if you're like, yes, I want kids, you're like, okay, in the next 5 years, you should probably think about, like, trying.
Yeah.
Especially because we're in a committed relationship. So, if we know that we want kids for sure, okay, we should probably get married within the next 2 years.
Yeah.
Probably try for a kid, like, a year after that. Like, and if you've listened to our podcast a lot, you know I'm an obsessive planner. Yeah. I'm literally OCD.
Yeah.
And I have, now what, I have...
Four planners.
I pay money for the calendar on my phone so that it can be exactly how I want. Yes, the iPhone does come with a calendar. It's not good enough. That's how ridiculous I am. I have one planner. Shout out to Lily because she bought it for me for Christmas. One planner strictly for my cleaning. Like, this is what we do weekly. This is what we do monthly, bi-weekly, everything. And I have a planner strictly for my bills. And then I have a planner for, like, personal things. Like, yeah. I'm obsessive, and I know that, and I know everybody else can't be like that, but, like, I'm asking for the bare minimum of, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years, and you can't even give me that.
That's the bare minimum in any relationship,
in anybody's life. Like, you can't even be like, or, like, a year, where do you want to be in a year?
Yeah.
At least something of, like, a better job, a newer car, paid off this debt, like,
yeah.
Nothing. You can't give me anything. And so, because of that, he lied.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he told me, like, yeah, definitely, for sure, whatever. And then there was moments when, like, he'd get drunk, and, like, there was a moment, I think it was, like, a month or two in, we were at a party, and he was pretty tipsy, and he's talking to Sam, like, oh, and he literally said, like, when we have kids.
Yeah.
And, like, insert this, like, oh, we're gonna do this with them, and, like, I want my kids to grow up this way, whatever. And so that, for me, reassured that idea. So I never really questioned it again. Then we get at, like, 10, 11 months,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, having a personal day. I was, like, down by the pool, and I had been drinking a little bit, and I don't remember... something happened, like, I saw a video or I was reading a book or something, and I had come upstairs and told him, like, oh, I want to have kids. I think I said, I want to have kids in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
3 years. I think I said 3 to 5. I think that's what it was. I want to have kids in the next 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
We'd been together for almost a year. I figured we'd get engaged at, like, 2-ish.
Yeah.
Get married a year after that. Take a year and then have kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what I was thinking. So I was like, in the next, like, 3 to 5 years. And at that moment, I saw the look of panic on his face. And I was just like, oh, he's just like, oh my God, why is she, like, drunk and mentioning kids? And so I brushed it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was until he completely, because he is immature as fuck and can't communicate, completely shut down on me.
Yeah.
For, like, an entire week. Cold shoulder. Wouldn't even look at me. And I'm like, what did I do? And then I finally realized, like, a couple days later, I was like, was it the kids thing? Why is he freaking... Like, we've talked about this before, you know?
Yeah.
My mind, I'm thinking, we've been over this. And he sounded, like, 95% sure. Like, there's always that doubt of, like, you know, because thinking about having kids is... That's a huge responsibility. You have to raise a whole other fucking human. I don't expect you to ever be 100% positive. I don't expect anyone to be 100% positive. But then, like, a couple days later, I was like, hey, I'm sorry if I freaked you out with the kids comment. Thinking he'd be like, no, you know, like, it's just crazy to think about, whatever. No. The whole thing fucking blew up. Where he told me, I've been lying to you.
Yeah. What did he, is that what he said?
Mm-hmm. He was like, well, it just really, like, freaked me out. And I was like, okay, like, can we talk about this? I'm, like, trying to be an adult. I'm like, can we talk about this? Like, why? I think I asked him, like, why did that freak you out so much? Like, you literally have ignored me for almost a week.
Yeah.
Over a comment I made when I was pretty drunk. And was just like, I want kids in the next 3 to 5 years. Like, didn't feel like it was an unreasonable comment.
No.
With someone I've been with for almost a year. And he was like, well, that's the thing. He's just like, I don't know if I want kids. And I'm like,
what?
Whoa. Bombshell.
Yeah.
I start sobbing. Because I'm like, what the fuck? We're literally about to hit a year. And you wasted my fucking time. Like, that's how I felt immediately. Like, you're a waste of my time. Which is harsh, but true.
Yeah.
And then he literally, he's like, he started crying. And then he's like, I know. Like, he's like, I've just been lying to you. And I'm like, you're fucking insane.
The crying was a manipulation.
Yeah. And, oh my God, that's something I was going to say to you. Oh, we'll get there.
We know the crime.
It was... that's what triggered me when listening to something was wrong. I think I did maybe tell you. And, it was, like... it was the first season. And spoiler, she's, like... He started, like, bawling his eyes out and everything. And I started feeling really bad. I got so triggered. I, like, almost had to ask Aiden to shut it off. Because it all clicked for me that I was, like... But he did not care. Like, they're so fucked in the head. They can make themselves cry.
Yes.
To seem genuine... just to fucking manipulate you. They don't feel bad. Don't believe that shit.
The voice.
The voice. Like, you're not crying. You're full of shit. And I remember kind of thinking at the time, like, at first I was, like, shocked. I'm like, oh my God, he is crying. And there were real tears. Like, there's actual tears coming down. And so I was like, oh my God, I've never seen this man cry. Like, he told... And of course, feeding this manipulation, he told me, like, I have never... Like, I haven't cried in years. And... So I'm like, oh my God, like, he does feel bad. And it was just a fucking manipulation.
Yeah.
I know that now, and I feel like I knew it then and just couldn't admit it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I was devastated. I was heartbroken. I'm like, I told you from the beginning, this is a deal breaker for me. This is huge for me.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a mother. Everyone has always been like, God, you are meant to be a mother.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things. And now you're telling me you spent basically the last year fucking lying straight to my face.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? And it became a sort of thing where I was just like, okay, I guess I should just leave then. And I said that to him. I was like, okay, I guess I'll pack my stuff.
Yeah.
And he just didn't say anything. And I'm like, do you want me to leave? I'm like, is this really the decision, like, you're making? And then he hit me with, and I realize now... what a fucking manipulation. He looks at me, he goes, well, why do you even want kids?
Sir.
And by that time, like, I really feel like I can't even explain, like, how I got there. Because it's just, like, those type of people just get in your head in, like, the tiniest ways over time.
Yeah.
So, like, I can't tell you specific things that, like, he did or said that, like, got me to this point. But that was, like, mind-blowing for me. And I was like, well, maybe he's right. Why do I even want kids? You don't need a fucking reason.
No.
You don't need a reason to want to fucking continue your bloodline or procreate or... No. You don't need a reason. You can have a reason. I feel like, yeah, you can have a reason for not wanting kids. You don't have to explain why you want a child.
Yeah. You shouldn't have
as
to...
As a woman.
Yes. You should not have to explain why you do or do not want kids.
Like,
both ways.
I feel like, as a woman, that's just like... How dare you ask me that?
Yeah.
We're born with this maternal instinct.
I was gonna say, it's literally like...
Like, I know women who are like, I do not want kids. They still are like, I still have this maternal instinct. But I know I don't want kids.
Yes.
But I question it every now and then. I check in with myself.
They're great with, like, other people's kids.
Right. Or stuff like that, too. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I love kids. I don't want one of my own. Like, you know,
yeah.
But, like, as a woman, like, how... Like, I feel like looking back, I'm like, how dare you ask me that?
Right.
And if it had come from a healthier standpoint, it would be a justified question.
Yeah.
Because it did kind of, like, stop me for a second. And I was like, I mean, that is a good question. Like, why do I want kids? I don't need to justify that. No. No. But it got in my head enough to where I was like, maybe I'm the crazy one.
So, you had called me that night. And I, there were things that you had told me about Jack before your 1 year where I was like, I was like, maybe he's just like a douchebag. Mm-hmm. I was like, but I didn't think he was like toxic or manipulative. I was like, eh, he's kind of like a douche. It was like what I chalked it up. But then you told me that and I was like, ever since I've known Sierra, and we've known each other now for almost 4 years. Mm-hmm. That's wild.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I, you had called me and you were like, I don't know, I don't think I want kids anymore. And you told me the whole story and I was like, that's the point when I was like, fuck Jack, like, he is making her, I think I said that to you, I was like, he's making you change your mind.
Yeah,
on something you're like, so set on.
And you were so nice about it, too. You're like, I could tell you're like, I don't want to overstep or, like, be like, that's fucking my blow. But you're like, ever since I've known you, like, you've wanted kids. Just, like, gonna put that out there.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but, like, and I couldn't see it. I was like, yeah, but what if I don't? Because I've never thought about it. And then I was like, what if that's just what I felt like I was supposed to do and that's what everyone expects of me? Bruh, the way people get in your fucking head.
I even made a joke, like a little joking comment. I was like, but you're the mom of the group. Right. Like.
Right. And like, it's really like the way manipulators can get in your head to where they don't even have to do the like legwork anymore is mind blowing. It's like they weaponize your own insecurities and your own like errors or like faults against you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a fault where like I know a character flaw of mine is I do what others expect of me.
Yeah.
To a detrimental point. I'm like, this is what people expect of me and I need to meet that. It's part of me being a perfectionist and being OCD. Like, I need to meet that standard. This is what they expect. And so I so quickly was able to like manipulate myself and be like, maybe I just always thought I wanted kids because that's what people expect of me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that would make sense because that's a character flaw of mine, is always doing what other people expect of me, whether or not I want to do this thing.
Yeah.
And so I quickly was able, it snowballed so fast, like literally within minutes, to where I was like, you're right, I'm not leaving, I'm not packing my stuff. And he was like, well, what do you want? And at that point, we were like getting ready to look for apartments. Because his lease was coming up and the apartment was trash. That's a whole other thing. And I was like, I like want this to work out. I want to like look at apartments with you. I want to do everything you want me to do and say right now.
You were falling in line.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so I just was like, no, you crazy bitch. You've never wanted kids. You just did what everyone expected of you. And that's what people expect you to do, is they expect you to get married and buy a house and have kids.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you want those things. Fucking insane.
Inner you was like, take the tape off, please.
Yeah.
It was like, excuse me? No. And I feel like that is probably the biggest thing that has stuck with me with our relationship, because I still don't know now.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I then spent another 8 months with this person telling myself that that was okay.
Yes.
And being like, you don't want those things because he doesn't want those things.
It's the longest manipulation.
Mm-hmm. And I still think, like, now I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that before anything ever happened with Galen and I, like, the minute I started having, like, literally just thinking, like, he's kind of cute. Not even having feelings for anything. I was like, do you want kids? And look, we were like sitting and watching Stargate, which is like how it all started for us. Because we're nerds. And I was just like, do you want kids? And he looked at me, he's like, that was so random. And he was like, not right now. I was like, okay, but like ever? And he was like, yeah, probably. He's like, as long as I can afford it, of course I want kids. And I was like, you sure? Like, and I still check it. I'm like, how do you feel about kids, though? He's like, yeah, kids are great. He's like, I think it's so funny, like, when you're like, I don't know, like, and he, like, mimicked, like, the way you talk to kids, and I was like, that's so cute. And he's like, yeah, it's just, like, he's like, literally, as long as I can afford them. He's like, I don't want to be someone who can't afford a kid and has a kid. And I'm like, okay. And I just, like, now, and then that's, like, a huge anxiety of mine in our relationship, is I just check in, I'm like, hey.
Kids?
You still have kids? How do you feel about weddings? House? Like, and his answer is always, as long as we can afford it. Of course I want those things as long as we can afford it. Which I love, because that's so practical, and that's so me.
Literally so funny, because we were sitting there watching The Office. I did the same shit to Steve. I was like, would you, because he got married in the courthouse. Mm-hmm. I was like, would you ever have, like, a traditional wedding? He was like, I would love a traditional wedding.
Right.
I was like, kids?
Kids? House?
He's like, and that was at the point, like, I think I was starting to get feelings for him, and I was like, kids? And he was like, if I found the right person, sure. Mm-hmm. He's like, as of right now, no.
Right.
It's just like, and that's so honest and communicative.
Communicative.
I need to pick a different word. I don't even know if communicative is a word. Like, it's open communication and it's honesty.
Yeah.
And it's like, and the thing is, like, Jack could have just said that from the beginning. He could have been like, I really don't know. And I could have had the time to think, like, do I really know?
Yeah.
Because it is a good, like, as manipulative as he asked the question, mm-hmm. it is a solid question in a way to be like, why do you want kids?
Yes.
Like, if it, like I said, if it had come from someone healthy, if, like, you or Sam or Alex, someone had asked me that and been like, okay, like, why do you want kids? Like, are you even sure?
Yeah.
In a healthy way, that's a fair question to ask. But the way, but he used it as manipulation.
Yeah. It was not
to make me quickly, like, gaslight myself and be like, no, you're doing this because you do what others expect of you. You don't really want that. Like, I love kids. I still, and now, and I don't, it's like, get it together.
He's still in your head.
It feels like he's still in my head, and it's this constant debate of me when I'm like, now I don't know. I'm like, do I not know because he fucked me up? Or do I not know because I genuinely don't know?
See, and that's the thing. And I feel bad for bringing Robert up so much. And I'm sure you feel bad about bringing Jack up. But, like, I'll do something. And Steven's like, what the heck? And I'm like, sorry. It's just I have to unlearn certain things.
You have to unlearn the toxic behavior that they've taught you.
Right.
You have to
gaslight yourself.
To gaslight yourself. You have to unlearn that and be like, and it's so hard because you don't even know until, like, the situation occurs again or something similar or whatever. You don't even realize.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wait, that was learned behavior. That was a manipulation. And then you just have to, like, unspiral everything. And it really does make you question yourself. And, like, after we broke up, I questioned myself for so long. I was so unsure of everything because it's like, well, if I couldn't even see that all the red flags, I couldn't see the manipulation, I couldn't see this, like, I can't trust myself anymore.
Right.
I can't trust my opinion of other people. Mm-hmm. It's so fucked up. And after that, so we hit a year, like, 2 months later, and those 2 months and the, like, the month of our anniversary and the month after, love bombed.
Yep.
Like, fucking crazy. Because...
I'm gonna explain what love bombing is.
Yeah, so love bombing is...
We should have, like, a
is the worst tactic of all. Because it's so hard to tell. Love bombing is when somebody does something to hurt you. Mm-hmm. And instead of properly apologizing for it or making up for their behavior... they shower you with love and they shower you with gifts. It's used a lot of times, it's gifts. Yes. So they'll spend money on you, they'll buy you things, they'll take you places, vacations and dinners, and it's a lot of words of affirmation of like, oh, you're so beautiful and you're so smart and I love you so much. And it's just like they just bomb you with affection in order to avoid having to properly make up for their fuck up and in order to avoid having to grow as a person. So then for Thanksgiving, we went out to Washington to visit his family, and we had this amazing trip. And we hadn't, so at the time, we hadn't had sex for a while because we had both been super busy with work.
Yeah.
This is holiday season. And so it was kind of like this whole thing. So we got to Washington, we finally had like a minute to settle down, and we ended up like having sex out there. And I felt like it was like, okay, good, we're reconnecting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, in a normal, healthy relationship, which obviously this wasn't, like, you have those moments where you're just like, God, we haven't been able to spend a lot of time together. We're both busy, we're adults, we're growing careers,
yeah.
We're doing these things. Now we have some time to refocus, and so it's good again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had this whole trip. So, what happened was, my sisters had just both got engaged. My oldest sister got engaged 4th of July, and my middle sister got engaged about a month later. And so, it had been a big talk. There was a bunch of family drama because my middle sister didn't wait. My oldest sister didn't feel my middle sister waited long enough to get engaged, so she didn't really have time to celebrate her engagement on her own. It's a whole thing. So, this had been a big talk. So Thanksgiving Day, I had FaceTimed my family, and there was a joke made. My sister was like, I swear to God, if you tell me you're engaged. And everybody laughed at it, except for my ex. And I remember thinking in that moment, I was like, oh shit. Because anytime I'd make a joke about marriage, or a joke about kids, or a reference to either of those things, or buying a house or anything, and to be fair, yeah, he would get quiet, he would get weird, and like, distant and all these things. And to be fair, ever since that big, huge thing about him not wanting kids, I had been walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where it's like, you don't, it's like when you have an annoying trait and you never realize it till your friend's like, that thing you did is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, I do it all the time. And you're like walking on eggshells. Yes. So like, we'd watch a show and I'd feel like I couldn't even be like, oh, that kid's so cute.
Oh.
Because he started to be like, you bring the kids thing up too much. You're clearly not over it. Like, you need to work on this.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Multiple times. And that was, which I'll get to, but, like, that was what led up to the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's my fault, right? And I would make comments like, and I started making sure I added, like, if we have kids. Not when, if, or, it, you know, just if. If we decide to, because now you've made me question my entire fucking life.
Yeah.
And once again, still lying. At this point, he was still telling me, like, maybe. But probably not, but maybe I want kids. It like, I just can't maybe. Think about this right now because we're so young. No, it was never. He never wants kids. And he should have just fucking said.
He was only a year younger than you. By the time you're in your, like, early, like, towards your mid-20s, you should have a good idea of what you want. If you don't know, that's fine.
Right.
But if you're...
genuinely
don't if you know. Genuinely don't know. But if you're in a relationship, you should know.
You should be thinking about it. You should know. And
at least have it.
At least be talking be about leaning. It honestly.
Yeah, or at least leaning in one direction, like.
Right, and don't lie about it.
Yeah.
Because that's so unfair to the person that you're with if you're leaning towards the opposite of what they are.
And those are just our opinions, okay?
This is facts. Come on, grow up. Like, that's what I have to say to people like that. Like,
we're gonna get canceled.
I shouldn't have to decide. No, you're a fucking adult. You do have to. I'm sorry, but by the way, when you mature, you have to make decisions. So that comment was made, and, like, we all laughed about it, including, like, his stepmom, because I had told her, I was like, oh, by the way, there's, like, this drama with my siblings, and, like, I love his stepmom.
Really?
I love his whole family. Like, I would go out and be like, hey, what's up? Going to visit. But, like, fuck him. And they'd probably honestly agree with me. Just so that comment was made. Yeah, literally. And I kind of sensed it at the time. I was like, oh, no. Because, like, oh God, a fucking joke. You can't take a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like, obviously we're not getting engaged. Everyone, and that's the thing, that's why it's, there was no doubt about it being a joke.
Yeah.
We'd barely been together a year. I definitely don't expect you to propose. And I had already made it clear that he better not propose before at least 2 years. Like, yeah. We had that conversation multiple times. I was like, don't even fucking think about it. And he was like, oh, I wouldn't, you know?
Is that so, a like, personal preference for you?
Or? That's a personal preference for me.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I lean more towards 3 years. Now, with my current relationship, I feel like that could change, but definitely not before a year.
Not before.
Honestly, two would be the minimum for me.
Okay.
If I'm getting technical, psychology says 4.
It sure does.
And even then, we all know. You still don't know someone. It's not your fault.
Sure.
But psychology says it takes, on average, 4 years to really know someone. Obviously, you're never gonna know anyone fully.
Thank you for constantly reminding me of that, too. Because I look at things, I'm like, oh, God. And you're like, no, it's not your fault. I'm like, okay. Thank you. Just need that reassurance.
Yeah, I'm always here to tell you that. Because I have to tell myself the same shit every day. So he was, like, at that moment, I was like, oh, God, this is going to be a thing. And I feel like immediately, he, like, shut down.
Yeah.
On the trip. Like, that was Thanksgiving Day. We were there for, I think, 2 more days. Like, 2.5. Because we ended up... Did we leave on late flight? We came in on a hella late flight. I think we left, like, midday. So it was, like, 2.5 more days. Mm-hmm. And I feel like from that moment, he just, like, got kind of weird. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
You know? And from the minute we got back, he was so distant.
Really?
Like... Maybe for the next week or so, we were, like, okay-ish. But then the Christmas party came about.
Oh, yeah.
And,
That was weird.
Yeah, it was super weird. So, Christmas party in my family is a huge ordeal.
Yeah.
It's, like, the party of the year in our town.
It's
amazing. Not to brag, but to brag. And I do all the work.
Sure does.
Most of it, at least. And so, that year, like, I was like, hey, like, I'm gonna have to spend, like, the week at my mom's. Because we hosted at my mom's house. And I'm like, there's a lot of shit that needs to be done. I basically spent, like, I spent, like, 5 days at my mom's house, like, getting everything ready for this party.
Yeah.
And I think even at that point, I started to see it. Because by the 5th day, this is terrible. One, like, he barely spoke to me while I was gone.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And the day of the party came, and it came up to party time, and, like, he was supposed to come a little bit early to chop firewood. And I got to a point where I, like, forgot about him. Which is a motherfucking sign, you dumb bitch. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, where's my boyfriend? I forgot about him. I have one of those. Because I had been, one, I had been so enthralled in the excessiveness that it takes to set up for that party, but also I just was like, God, I haven't felt so anxious and bothered and manipulated in a couple of days. What is this? I feel like I can breathe. And then I was like, oh yeah, where is he? And then I literally, like, it was like having two people in my head where, like, one of me was like, do you see how this is a good thing? And the other me, like, clicked back into girlfriend mode. Yeah. The minute he walked through the door. And I was like, oh, I missed you so much. And the other half of me was like, the fuck is she talking about?
Right?
The fuck is she talking about? We don't miss him. Joking. Tell him to fucking leave. Like, the hell? And I remember having that, and I was like, oh my God, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just so stressed out. Like, just fucking gaslighting myself. And then we didn't spend any time together at that party.
No, he hung out with me at that party. I was like, please leave me alone.
He hung out with, like, you. He hung out with other people. I, like, didn't see him. I found out later, like, certain people were making comments of, like, why are they together? Why is he here? Which I was mad about at first, and then I was like... Well, I was mad about it because it's, like, be classy.
Yeah.
And, like, people who didn't need to hear those comments heard them, and then I found out from them.
Yeah.
But also, like, yeah, you're right, but, like, you don't need to say it.
Yeah.
You know? Because if you're not going to say it to my face, don't say it at all.
Right.
You know? Because where have you been? And so, from, like, probably that week on, our relationship was, like, non-existent.
Yeah.
Like, we... Like, that was when I definitely was, like, he doesn't kiss me anymore. He doesn't kiss me like he used to. Like, he would just, like, give me a peck if I, like, wanted it. And I even commented that to him. I was like, you don't kiss me like you used to.
Yeah.
Like, there's no emotion behind any of it. We would just, like, come home. I started, like, watching TV in the room by myself and, like, not wanting to be around him. And I could just feel that he was, like, just, like, hated it. The minute I arrived home, he was like, ugh.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this feels great. Yay.
Love my life.
Over that, like, 2 months, we had sex a couple of times, and it felt like having sex with a stranger.
Yeah.
And it was so icky. I hated it. And then we got to a point, a couple of days before we broke up, that I was like, oh, like, I want to have sex tomorrow or whatever, and I saw him have a visceral reaction of, like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, he cringed. And I was like, it felt like being punched. I was like, okay.
Got it.
And now he hates me. And of course, I'm still, like, at the same time in these manipulations. So I'm like, I'm fat. I'm ugly. He hates me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make him happy. This is all my fault. Like, I'm clearly not, like, pleasing him or doing something that he wants or, like, whatever. And so I literally had told him, like, because we used to have a thing where, like, we would, not like schedule days, but kind of like schedule days that we had sex, just because our schedules were weird. And at first it was, like, cute and endearing. And
it was just a routine.
Yeah, and I, like, told him too. I was like, isn't that kind of weird? He's like, no, like, that's what, like, adults do. But I realized looking back, like, he only said that because it's, like, he needed time to prepare to, like, pretend to be a fucking real person.
Yeah.
And so at that point, I was like, okay, well, it came to, like, our normal day. And I was like, oh, like, I want to have sex in the morning. I was, like, trying to be all cute. And he had that literally cringed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, fuck my life. And then the next day, he shut down.
Mm-hmm.
He slept all day. And in order to avoid
having sex,
it's happy to talk to me, anything. Completely shut down. The next day after that, I went to do my aunt's hair. He didn't speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
When I left, I didn't even bother to kiss him goodbye. And I got home, and he, like, he was up, and he immediately started, like, working on a huge project.
Mm-hmm.
Like, clearly to just keep himself busy. And so I just started watching TV, whatever. And then I went to work the next day, and I came home, and I was like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, are we good? I think I said, like, can we talk? Are we good or whatever? And that's when he told me. He was like, such a fucking bullshitter. He can't even tell the truth when it counts. He was like, I just don't want to have sex as much as you do. And immediately I was like, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. You're a male. Let's just boil it down to the most basic, typical shit. You're a male. Go fuck yourself. And I was like, okay, so, like, we haven't had sex in weeks.
Yeah.
Like, how much less do you want? And I was like, okay, it's fine. And then he was like, I'm worried about getting you pregnant. Because, maybe TMI. I'll forewarn them with TMI. We weren't using condoms. I was on birth control.
Yeah.
But we weren't using condoms and we weren't pulling out.
Yeah.
And I forgot to talk about that. That was not by my choice.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. I had made it clear that I felt it shouldn't be my sole responsibility
mm-hmm.
to not get knocked up. And he made it very clear that he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And because at the time I was sad and pathetic and wanted the validation of sex, I just went with it. And I was like, okay, so we'll start using condoms again, or we'll pull out, or, like, whatever. Like, this is fixable. This is, like, you're not giving me anything that's unfixable, which doesn't correlate with how you're fucking acting.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, like, this is it. I was like, I have felt so awful. I was like, I feel like a fat whale, and, like, you hate me.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, no, like, that's not it, whatever. And then we had to record for our podcast. And I was like, I just don't have time, like, to get into this right now.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, okay. And so we went and recorded, and we let you and I kind of talked about everything. And he came back in, and I was like, are we going to be okay? And he was like, fucking coward. He was like, I hope so. And I don't remember what I said after that, but I was like, okay, like, so what's going on or whatever? And he basically told me, like, I don't want to have sex with you anymore. And I was like, okay. I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, obviously we know where this is headed, but, like, at the time I'm like, what does that even mean in the context of a relationship? Like, you know? And I was just like, I shouldn't have, like, just say what you mean, you fucking coward. And so I was like, okay. And he told me, like, the past couple of times, which I had felt, he didn't have to tell me it anyway, but it's like the past couple, basically the past couple times we had had sex, it felt like a chore to him. And he felt like he was compromising himself by having sex with me because he really didn't want to be.
I could not believe he said that. When you told me that, I was so floored.
He was like, I've been compromising myself morally because I really did not want to have sex with you. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't know if you can even imagine how that feels, but it feels really fucking awful to have someone say that. And so I looked at him and I said, do you even love me?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, not in that way. I don't love you anymore.
Coward.
And I was like, okay, so, like,
what are we doing?
So this relationship's over, you know? And of course, there's, I say it casually now, like, there was a lot of crying going on, and I'm like, what the fuck? And, like, just to have someone be like, having sex with you is a chore, and I do not love you anymore. Crushing.
That's such.
I felt disgusting. Yeah. I was like, the idea that, like, I was burdening you with intimacy is the worst feeling ever, and I will never forget how that felt.
Yeah.
And I blame him for that. And it took a long time to get there, but, like, that was on him.
100%.
Like, you burden yourself with that. Go fuck yourself. Literally, go fuck yourself.
He sure did.
Because you didn't have any... I shouldn't say that. I'll say it to you. He didn't have any problem coming. He finished all but one of those times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So...
Doesn't add up. Interesting.
That was so morally hard for you and disgusting and all these things, but you had no issue. And when I didn't finish... When I didn't finish, you weren't bothered at all.
I didn't finish. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. That definitely stuck with me. It still sticks with me just to have someone be like, you can't really get more intimate than sex.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, obviously sex doesn't mean intimacy, but, like, in the context I was viewing it in and everything, like, you know, if you've had it, you know how it works, and that's very personal and very up close and all these things. And to have someone be like, that felt like a chore to me.
And the fact that
and I don't even love you while I'm doing it, when I did before. Like, it's different if you're hooking up with somebody and you're fuck buddies and we know from the start, like, there's no strings attached, I don't love you. Like, but, like, to have someone that you thought loved you say that, I felt disgusting.
Yeah.
I felt disgusting. I felt so angry. And this was months. Like, this, like, I worked it back after, you know, we talked more about other things and, like, all this shit, and it was just whatever. And I finally worked it out later on that it was, like, 2 months he had been feeling like this.
Yeah.
You coward. Like, because you're the one in control here. You know what I mean? Like, I had these feelings the whole relationship, but I'm the one being manipulated.
Yeah.
I'm the one who's being taught to gaslight myself and be like, oh, when you question, like, does someone who loves you, like, can someone who loves you really treat you like that? Like, I'm the one being manipulated. You're the one in control, and you had those feelings, and you could have set me free.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel about it now.
Why don't you go ahead and tell the people what happened after?
Oh, yeah. So when I left the relationship, I really can't say I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Because it was another thing, like, having two people where, on one hand, the minute he was like, I don't love you anymore, I was like, oh,
thank God.
It's over. Because there's no coming back from that.
No.
Like, I knew in that moment, even, both sides of me was like, well, there's no fixing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. It's over with. Part of me, you know, external me was crying, but internal me was like, oh, my God. We're free.
Yeah.
We're free. I think of that fucking Grey's Anatomy. Oh, my God. I think I watched that afterwards, too. That moment when Christina and Burke don't get married, and she goes,
yes.
Oh, my God, I'm free of him.
Yes.
I'm free. That shit hit me so hard. I was like,
she was like, cut me out of the wedding dress.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. And I think I watched that, like, right before we broke up.
Yeah.
And I was like, that shit's deep. And then I felt that to my core when we broke up. I was like,
yeah.
I'm free. And he did it. So there's no, like, him coming back to manipulate me. Like, when you try to break it off with the manipulator, they'll stalk you and they'll harass you. And I was like, he did this. Like, oh, my God, I'm fucking free. And at the same time, I was like,
yeah.
You know, I'm a failure and I love you. And, ugh, disgusting.
You're like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
So, like, I left the relationship. Like, we had this whole moment over the next day of, like, me getting my things. And we took time to, like, sit with each other. And I was like, it's the most embarrassing part of the entire thing is looking back at that and me being like, thank you for everything you've taught me. Which I still mean, but
yeah.
I mean it differently
right.
than I did at the time. Thank you for teaching me what a manipulator looks like, you toxic
Literally.
Piece of shit. And at the time, I'm like, thank you for this. Like, three, like, oh my God, she was pathetic. But, like, all we had, like, all these moments, whatever. I won't say that. I've already told you that anyway. But, like, so, when I left the relationship, I was very much, like, thinking even though he initiated it, and in technicality, he broke up with me, like,
mm-hmm.
we split amicably.
Yeah.
I obviously was very hurt, but I didn't hold any resentment, really.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, that changed. So, over the next 6 months, I slowly started to unravel the bullshit. And I started to realize things and be like, that was fucked up. That was fucked up. That was a manipulation. That's gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, work through these minor things until about, like, literally the 6 month mark of our breakup, which, for anyone who's been through one, 6 months is usually, like, where you're kind of doing good again.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, it's been half a year I've wasted on this bullshit, and, like, and for me, like I said, I felt like we split amicably,
mm-hmm.
in a way, and, like, I was telling everyone, like, oh, you know, because a big thing in the end, too, was, like, we both said, like, we don't have a lot in common, we don't have common interests, we don't have anything to talk about, like, we'd sit at dinner and have nothing to talk about,
yeah.
And that's not how it should be, and both of us always thought that, and so I just sort of went like, oh, you know, like, we just weren't compatible, and we didn't have enough in common, and all these nicer things about the breakup. So, at about the 6 month mark, when I was doing good, actually, an old friend of my ex's texted me. This is a whole story in itself. My ex had this friend that was, like, twice his age. And he was kind of like an older brother / surrogate father figure.
Yeah.
They were neighbors when he was in high school, and they just, like, became really close, whatever. This was, like, his best friend when we were together.
Mm-hmm.
So, near the end of our relationship, I don't know what's, so when I met his best friend, he's an abrasive person.
He sure was.
He still is. I'll stand by that, and he knows it. Like, he's an abrasive person. He's very nosy. He's very bold.
Mm.
And he'll ask you what he wants to ask you. And he's, like, not very compassionate. And so, when I met him, he kind of reminded me of members of my family. And I was like, that guy's an asshole. Turns out that was exactly what my ex wanted to hear. And so, throughout our relationship, my ex made this friend seem like the worst.
Yeah.
And, like, honestly, any dispute or any problem we had, like, could be traced back to this friend and how he was an asshole, and somehow that made sense to me.
Their lies always make sense.
Right, because they're so good at it. And the biggest lie they tell you is, I don't lie, I don't see the value in it.
No.
It's not that they're so good at lying, it's that they constantly tell this lie over and over and over to make themselves look like the good guy. Mm-hmm. It just becomes truth to them.
Right, and it's very much this thing where it's like, why wouldn't you believe them?
Yes!
Like, this is your significant other, this is someone you love, and you have no reason not to believe them.
Right.
And so you just take it as it is. You just take them for their word. Mm-hmm. And so for him, it was, like, all these things, and it was, like, his name's Alex, and I don't think he'll give a shit.
No.
I don't know. Man, I don't care.
He's not gonna listen to this.
Yeah, he's, like, you know, oh, Alex is an asshole, and Alex said this, and Alex said that, and all these things, and for me, never really added up, but I've met him, and he is abrasive, and so it was kind of believable.
Yeah.
And it all came to, like, a head, I feel like, when there was this night that I got home shortly before him, and I fell asleep on the couch. I was like, I'm gonna take a nap, I'm fucking exhausted. I was, like, so exhausted that day. And so I fell asleep on the couch. He comes home. He's, like, on the phone when he walks in the door. And I'm, like, in and out of sleep, catching, like, bits and pieces of this conversation on the phone. And him, like, raising his voice and getting mad about something. And then, like, quieting down and raising his voice. And I'm, like, in and out of sleep. Because I don't remember why, but I was, like, so exhausted that day. And I was, like, I'm not waking up. Like, whatever. I'll ask him about it later. So finally he gets off the phone. And I'm, like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, what are you so upset about? Because you keep, like, yelling at whoever's on the phone and then, like, calming down and then yelling again and all this shit. It's like, oh, it was, like, Alex and another friend of his. They were, like, on a three-way call. And he tells me, like, Alex is saying all this bullshit about, like, what it always was in the way he told me what it was is that Alex was always, like, trying to butt his way into our relationship.
Yeah.
Trying to tell us, like, what we needed to do and how we needed to do it. Like, we needed to get married. We needed to have a house. We needed to have kids. We needed to do this, this, and that. These are, like, normal things that we do. And I was always like, well, he can butt the fuck out. Like, you know? That's not exactly how it was going, as I found out later. It was Alex being like, hey, you need to stop treating her like a douchebag.
Yeah.
And decide on shit for your future. You need to decide if you want a house, if you want kids, if you want to get married, and don't lie to her because she obviously wants these things.
Yeah.
Which she, me, has been very open and vocal about.
Right.
But that's not how it was fed to me. And so I was like, well, he needs to butt the fuck out of our relationship.
Yeah.
And at that point, I guess Alex had said, well, I'll call her. And Jack was like, she'll tell you to go fuck yourself. And at this point, I did not like this man.
Yeah.
And I was like, he can go ahead and call me all he wants. And he was like, she won't tell me to go fuck myself. I was like, I sure will. You need to butt out, you know? And he never texted me, never called me. And I was like, okay, he's a coward. Like, if you want to, you got something to say it to my face, you know?
Yeah.
And so shortly after that, Alex was like, I'm not going to speak to you anymore. Like, I don't want to be your friend until you figure out how, like, basically until you learn that your actions have consequences.
Right.
And this is one of the things that did stick with me that I was like, this doesn't add up, is because Jack would tell these little truths, these half-truths, and he had told me that Alex basically said, like, we're just roommates that have sex and Jack doesn't love me. How right he was. At the time, I was like, that's a bold statement. Why the fuck would he say something like that? Not knowing what my ex was saying to Alex. And so he told him, like, I don't want to speak to you until you grow up and learn that your actions have consequences and how they affect other people.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so weird. Like, I don't understand how we got here.
Yeah.
And I kept asking him, like, what does he mean? Like, your actions? Like, was there something specific? And my ex literally was like, it's political views.
No.
And I literally was like, that doesn't make any sense.
No. But it wasn't.
You're lying. Like, I literally told my... I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would... Yeah. Like, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't track with his personality. That doesn't track with your relationship. None of that tracks.
No.
And he was just like, write it off, whatever. And he was like, yeah, he said, like, we're just roommates to have sex. And I'm like, okay, that feels like a half-truth. And I just kept trying to work it out. And so I'd ask Marinella, too. I'm like, oh, have you talked to Alex? He's like, no, like, we're not friends. You know that. And, like, you don't like him anyway, so why do you even care?
Like, I was just
And I'm
asking?
Like, something's off here.
Yeah.
But I don't know where. And I have this half-fed opinion of, like, I don't like this man anyway, so who cares? Stop asking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this came from Alex texts me, and he says, hey, just heard through the grapevine that you and Jack broke up. Congrats on getting out of that toxic relationship. Now, keep in mind, at the time, I still had all these opinions of him of, like, go fuck yourself.
I would like to interject and say that I think you were already in a bad mood that night because I had texted you something. We were supposed to meet up. When we did meet up, we went to a hookah lounge. I had texted you because you had sent me a picture of the dog and the cat, and you were like, glad they're still alive or whatever. I was like, why do you still follow that man on social media? I was like, he treated you like hot garbage, and you're like, you're overreacting.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't remember if I checked. No, I think I had seen the photo, and I was like, oh, good, like, because my ex and I had a cat and dog together, and he posted a picture of the dog, and I was like, good, like, glad that he's still taking care of them, because he's a useless piece of shit, and he shouldn't have animals.
Right.
he's a terrible pet owner, and for the record, I didn't have and still don't have the ability to take those pets from him, or I fucking would have.
Yeah.
And he might find them missing in a few years, or months, or whenever I have the availability to do so.
I told
him
to take my cat back.
Yeah, I'm like, so, anyway, so I think that had happened, and then you said that, and then, like, by fucking happenstance, I swear to God, Alex is psychic of some sort. He manages to come in and text me shit, and I'm like, how do you know?
It was like 2 hours after we had, like, after we had talked and then gotten to the bar, and we were already, like, you were drinking and I was smoking hookah.
And he had texted me earlier that day. I think I was also having, like, a shitty day with clients or something.
Yes, you were.
So he texted me, like, heard it through the grapevine. Congrats, you got out of that toxic relationship. Keep in mind, I'm still in the mindset of we split amicably,
mm-hmm.
and this man can go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Because of all the other shit. So I texted him back. I've, like, raged about it for hours.
I know.
Thinking about, like, what the fuck am I going to say? Should I respond? Whatever. And I decided, like, I can't let it go. I'm like, what does he mean? Because
mm-hmm.
it did also immediately feel to me like he knows something I don't know.
Yeah.
So I texted him back. I was like, something like, not sure what you mean by toxic relationship, but thanks, or whatever. And he was like, he literally, like, responded and was like, bitch, what? He's like, oh, like, I figured you broke up with him because of, like, all his bullshit, whatever. And we, like, one thing led to another, whatever, I don't even remember. And we got into this whole conversation. And I find out that this is, like, the most ridiculous thing to admit and, like, realize, is I end up finding out that during our relationship, my ex is openly bragging about how he's manipulating me. He would lie to me about wanting kids, lie to me about wanting a house, tell me all these things, whatever, and then text his friend group and, like, literally be like, haha, it's so funny she believes me when I say that shit. A direct quote that I got, I'll say screenshots. We don't need to know about that. I talk on servers and shit, but
no.
I got, screenshots of him saying, she's so desperate, she stays with me even though I perpetuate the abuse she's experienced her whole life. Get fucking help. You're sick. And what's so funny is I told him that when we broke up and the day we, like, I got all my stuff and we had this whole moment of, like, goodbye, I was like, you need help.
Yeah.
And you need to get help. so you don't keep doing this to people. Because what I haven't said is I realized definitely near the end and definitely now, like, he used me as an emotional crutch.
Yeah.
And that's actually what Alex said too. He was like, he would literally admit that, and I would tell him, like, you're draining this girl. Like, you literally are using her as an emotional crutch, because I was giving him whatever the fuck he needed. I was giving him validation. I was doing all the hard work for him, like cleaning and cooking and yeah. all these sorts of things. He literally used me as an emotional crutch. And he, another text message that he sent was like prior to, actually I think it was somewhere around the kids thing, which is why he manipulated me into staying, was that he was like, I can't live without her. I need her around.
Yeah.
In a sense of, like, he needed to be able to suck the life out of me.
And that's the thing, like, in relationships, you should be able to lean on your partner. In a healthy relationship, if you're going through something and you communicate that with your partner, you should be able to lean on them a little extra if you need to. They should not be the sole reason for you living or you not being depressed or anything like that, because right. that's when you start to drain the other person. It's so much emotional stress on one person mm-hmm. that you're just dumping onto your spouse.
You should never really need another person.
No.
You should want them around.
Yes.
You should love them and, of course, want them in your life. You should yes. never actually need to have another person. You should never need to drain anything from them in order to survive yourself.
And that's what I'm saying. You can lean on your partner.
Yeah, that's healthy and that's important to be like, yes. you're having a bad day, and that day, or maybe even that week, your partner does a little more for you.
Yes.
Does, like, either physically or emotionally and all that. But if your soul, like, if it's a one-sided relationship and you can't function on your own, and you have to suck the life out of someone else,
that's
not okay. And he openly admitted this shit. He was like, no, she's my emotional crutch, and I have to have her, and I will do whatever it takes to make her stay.
Yeah.
Words that came out of his mouth.
Disgusting.
And, yes, I did fault his friends for not saying anything.
Yeah.
And me and Alex had a whole conversation. He's like, I am so sorry. I never called you, and I threatened him with it, and I should have just done it. He's like, I just didn't think you'd believe me, and I told him, honestly, probably wouldn't have. And I told him, I'm sorry too, because I thought you were the villain.
Yeah.
And we, like, worked through all these memories together where he was like, where I was like, oh, he told me you said this, this, and this, and I was like, he can go fuck himself. He was like, yeah, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
The whole, like, when he said the whole, you're just roommates, you don't love her, he was being genuine. He was like, let her go.
Yeah.
He, like, showed me messages where he was like, you have to let her go. You don't love her. You are draining her. Mm-hmm. You treat her like a roommate. You only have sex with her to keep her around because that's what she wants and needs.
Yeah.
And that's not okay. And then, like, the whole house and kids thing where we talked, and I was like, well, he can't, like, put a timeline on our relationship. He was like, no, I was telling him, like, you need to decide what you want for your future, because this woman knows what she wants. This woman is trying to build a relationship, and you are fucking that up. She could be with someone that deserves her.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, both Alex and I had to go through this whole thing of, like, unraveling his bullshit and then apologizing profusely to each other.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry I never said anything. I'm like, I'm sorry I thought you were an asshole. He's like, you know, it's like this whole thing. But just, like, just hearing the shit and seeing the shit my ex said, like, was devastating.
Yeah.
Just, like, shattered everything, because I'm, like, I had already at least been working through minor things of, like, that was a dick move. That was a fucked up thing. But then, small things where I was, like, but I think he still cared about me for a time. And, yeah, he doesn't love me in the end, but whatever. To realizing he never loved me.
Then to get that dumped right on your lap, like, all at once. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was gonna come out eventually, but damn, it was a lot.
It was a lot. We talked for, like, 2 whole days.
Yeah.
And he was like, also this and this. And he's like, I'm sorry, is this too much? I was like, just tell me it all. I'm the type of person, I'm like, I'd rather absorb it all at once and deal with it in pieces than, like, tell me this, and then a week from now, tell me something else. Like, no. just fucking dump it all. And I'll deal with it as I can. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, just finding out, like, he never loved me because he is incapable of love. And, like, really realizing the narcissism and the manipulativeness and the gaslighting and all of it, like, I truly realized it all reading those messages and being like, nobody who has any care for someone else could ever say something like that.
No.
Could ever be like, he literally said, she's so desperate, she stays with me even though I perpetuate the abuse that she has perpetuated the abuse that she's always experienced.
He was so selfish.
So fucking selfish. And just a goddamn liar. And it is so annoying because he constantly be like, I don't see any value in lying. And that was a manipulation in itself. I wouldn't lie to you. I don't see any value in lying. And then I remember seeing these moments where he would so easily tell a lie to someone else.
Yes.
And I'm like, it was like masterful. Where I'm like, how can you lie that easily for someone who doesn't value lying and just always tells the truth? And like, I never believe anyone, who says that. Everybody lies.
Everybody lies.
Everybody lies. But I believed him in the sense of like, not about anything important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like and what hurt so much about that is I am genuinely that type of person.
Yeah.
I don't see the value in lying about something if, yeah, it might hurt your feelings, but it's beneficial for you to hear.
Yeah.
Like my dad used to always say this thing of, I may not always tell you what you want to hear, but I'll always tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of his cliche sayings that I've always stuck with. It's like, yeah, it might hurt your feelings, but I'll say it if I feel like you need to hear it.
Yeah.
If I feel like it'll benefit you. And so I respected that. I was like, yeah, of course he'll lie about nonsense. Don't tell me I look fat in these jeans, you know?
Yeah.
Shit like that. But like,
everyone has those little white lies where like you kind of you bend the truth.
Yeah. You're like, no, I loved it. Yeah. That cake was delicious. Or like, I really wanted to go to this party. Or like,
yes.
You know, shit like that. That it's like, even that you do out of care for other people.
Yes.
Like, yes, you're lying and it's frowned upon, but you did it because the truth would have hurt their feelings and you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's, you know, I took him at his word even on that. And I was like, no, he won't lie to me about anything important. And you think I would have fucking realized when he lied to me about the biggest shit, when he was like, oh yeah, I actually don't want kids. At a year into our relationship, when I have made very clear that that's a deal breaker. Think I would have fucking realized.
Do you want those?
Never mind. I'm a fucking liar. Even said to me, I've been lying to you. But like so far up in my head that I was just like, I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't want kids. Why do I even want kids? Like, these people get so far in your head. And yeah, and then to just hear like, that he was proud of his disgusting behavior.
Yes.
And would text his friends. And his friends did say shit. They're like, that's fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
And then I found out that whole conversation where I was taking a nap and he was yelling was both of his friends telling him he's a piece of shit and should break up with me because I deserve better.
Yeah.
Like, they were on my side. They're like, she deserves better. She knows what she wants. She's a good person. And you're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
And so neither of those friends talk to him now. and Alex still checks in with me and will still be like, hey, how you doing? And like all that. And he like a week or two after, he was like, hey, like, how you doing? Like, I dropped a huge bomb on you. Like, I'm really sorry.
Just checking in.
You know, and we like check in with each other and he's like, yeah, we don't talk to him.
Good.
Those are both his best friends. And his third best friend that was there, like, it's like you have to unravel all these lies because like, oh, were his exes really crazy?
Yes.
And then it's like his, he had a third best friend and he stopped talking to him. And my ex's story was like, he was bitter because I moved states. And I was like, I always knew that one. I was like, that sounds like bullshit.
Yeah.
I was like, Sam moved states and I'm not like, we can't be friends now.
So literally,
like,
stop talking to me. Like,
are you 2 years old?
Right.
That's the stupidest shit ever. And I never believed that one, and then I found out, of course, that was a lie.
Yeah.
he was like, no, it's because he was an asshole and he treated other girls like shit.
Yes.
And that friend was the first one to be like, I don't want to be around you. You are toxic and disgusting.
It's crazy because talking to other people, like, he's like, well, I feel bad for Robert. I'm like, he fucking did this to himself. And it's the same thing with Jack.
Why would I feel bad?
He did this to himself. Right.
I feel bad for him as in you're pathetic.
Yeah.
And I feel sympathy for how pathetic you are.
But, like, both of them losing all of their friends, like...
Don't feel bad.
They did that shit to themselves. Through their own actions.
What I, like, have not only come to realize, but have to constantly remind myself is, like... We feel bad about that because we are good people.
Yes.
And we should feel bad, but not really.
No.
You know, like, it's good that we are, like... Oh, we feel bad. Like, oh, that does kind of suck. And then it's like, no, they deserve it. And yeah. You have to remind yourself that they deserve it. And also remind yourself, like, it's good we feel bad because we're decent people. We're compassionate people and empathetic and sympathetic.
Yeah.
And that's what makes us different from them. Mm-hmm. And that's also why we shouldn't feel bad, because they deserve it.
Yeah.
Because they don't care about others. And, like, I've gone the same way because fucking Robert wants to try to say shit to me. And I'm like... No. And I'm gonna be like, oh, was that rude? I'm like, don't feel bad!
Yeah.
But also remember that you feel bad because you're the good person in the scenario.
Yeah.
It's just like... And that's like, feels like a whole nother thing that they still, like, get to win over.
Like, it's almost like their own, like, manipulation that they're not doing on purpose, like...
Yeah.
It's like, and then I feel bad, but it's because I'm the good person and you're not.
Yeah.
Like...
Because you have a conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's that, like, unlearning the toxic behavior that they've taught us.
Yeah.
And being like... Yeah. And our current boyfriends are saints for dealing with it.
Oh.
And us literally being shocked by the bare fucking minimum.
Jumping up to get me water.
Like, what? Literally today... We were at the grocery store and my boyfriend put his phone back in his pocket to hand me the groceries I couldn't reach in the back of the cart, and I was mind blown. That's the bare fucking...
It's really the bare minimum.
It's like the most simple courtesies were like, what? And then they both look at us like, are you okay? We're like, no.
No, we're not.
Because for X amount of years, we've been treated with utter disrespect.
Yeah.
Like, we're worthless, and, like, the big, like, literally, I went through the same shit of, like, babe, you're already in the kitchen.
Yes.
Can you get me a glass of water? Yeah.
Ew.
And keep in mind, in my scenario, we lived in a 600-square-foot apartment, and I was in the bedroom, and the kitchen was 5 feet from the bedroom.
Yeah.
And he was already in the kitchen. And I said, hey, can you grab me a glass of water and walk it 5 fucking feet? And multiple times I got, yeah, yes, sure.
I didn't get,
like,
that.
It was the biggest fucking inconvenience. Versus current boyfriend lives in a 2-story house.
Yeah.
His bedroom's upstairs. I said, I need another White Claw. He said, I got it.
Jumped out of bed,
went all the way downstairs,
yes,
around the corner, down a hallway to the kitchen.
Yes.
To get me another White Claw. And I was like, baby, you don't have to do that. I'll get it. And he's like, no. Don't fucking move a muscle.
Yes.
I'm gonna get it. And I'm like...
Literally.
And then you just asked her, you're like, are you okay? Was your ex also abusive? Because you don't have to get me the water. You don't have to get... I can do it. And they're like, no. How dare you think you're gonna fucking move a muscle for it?
Literally, I was reaching... We weren't even laying down. We were sitting on the couch watching a show. And I reached over. I was like, I need to get some water. Shot right up off the couch. I got it. Put his switch down. Was like, I got it.
You're like, but...
What?
And then it's so funny because I feel like then we look at them too and we're like, was that your abusive past?
Right.
Also coming up? Because was it, like, you had... Because you have to think about it in, like, in a gender way of, like, there's a very stereotypical way that men are abusive versus women are abusive. Mm-hmm. And with women, it's like, you should do that for me. Yeah. Like, get me water. Get me this. Get me that. And so, like, I think of that now, too. And then it's so funny because it's so funny when you're in a toxic relationship and you've both been in toxic relationships before. And you obviously know this.
Yeah.
And then you're both, like, fighting these weird urges.
Yes.
Where I'm like, no, that's such an inconvenience for you. And they're like, no, that's such an inconvenience for you. And you go back and forth of, like, who's more inconvenienced. And, like, because I feel like that's where it comes from on some of the things where it's, like, we can cut this part out because we don't want to say their names. But, like, I feel like Maria was probably like, I'm thirsty, get me water.
Right.
You know, just rephrase. I feel like Stephen's ex was probably like, I'm thirsty, get me water. Like, that's your fucking job. And so you innocently are like, oh, I'm gonna go get some water. He's like, no!
Oh my God.
And then it's like this like battle of the traumas. Yes. Of like, no, I don't want to inconvenience you by me needing water. And he's like, no, it's my job to get you water. And I feel the same shit with Galen. And I'm like, are we okay? We're not okay.
This man will come up to me and he'll give me a big old hug. And he's like, thanks for being you. I'm like,
what? And my instinct with that is like, are you love bombing me? It's like, it's just so sad.
Yes.
It's so sad, like, that we're all shocked by just human decency.
Yes.
Okay. I want to go to sleep.
No, Lily. We have to unpack all your
drama. No. I'm going to fall asleep if we do that. Right. That's going to be another 2-hour recording. Sure. I don't want to stay up until 4.
I really didn't think mine was that much, and then I'm like, oh shit.
So you guys are getting a part 2. Of our everything was wrong.
Tune in for part 2 of
next week
of Lily's.
Just the biggest sigh. Because you only had a year and a half. Mm-hmm. I've got over 5 years.
Fucking insane.
We had just celebrated our 5 years in September. So, like, 2 months before?
Just a little, like, snippet.
Uh-huh.
I remember when you celebrated 4 years, and you were so excited to go to Red Lobster. And I thought to myself, that's it?
Red Lobster's expensive.
No, honey. 4 fucking years together? Red Lobster might as well be fucking Popeyes. This man couldn't do better than Red Lobsters for 4 goddamn years.
I think I chose Red Lobster.
Wrong. You chose wrong. You probably chose that because he wasn't going to do anything better and you knew it.
For our 5 years.
I'm going to manipulate you into thinking.
Right. Steven, you better get ready.
Like, you could go to Red Lobster anytime. The man works at Mercedes-Benz.
For our 5 year, we went to Korean barbecue. I also chose that, though. I wanted Korean barbecue so bad.
You can do that anytime!
I know.
If I had chose that, and you know this for both our boyfriends now, if you had said Korean barbecue for our 5 year anniversary, Steven would be like, fuck no, we'll go to Korean barbecue this Friday. We're going to, like, some 5-star fucking restaurant next time. Like, for our 5 year. Like, no. No.
He also said he'd spend way more than $1,000 on a ring, like...
Oh, bare minimum.
Bare minimum!
Bruh.
We'll get
I literally
that
was like, Red Lobster? And you're like, I really like... I think I actually did say something to her. I was like, that's it? And you're like, I really like Red Lobster. And I was like, it's not that expensive.
We're not
poor, but we ain't that poor.
I think he spent under $100. Like 90 or something like that.
I spent more than that on a date I recently took Galen on for no reason.
Yeah.
So tune in to hear more about that nonsense.
Next week!
We'll talk to you later.
Bye! Thank you. trigger warning, they're dead.